Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, we're here. Are we live? And this is Jessa, creating economic self-sufficiency. Creating economic self-sufficiency. It's all about us being able to see ourselves beyond what we really want to be. A lot of times, we feel that things are very hard and there's no way out. Depending on the position you are in life, sometimes we say, you know, I just want to give up. But I'm here to tell you, once you want to create your own economic self-sufficiency, there's no reason to give up. There's no reason to fear that you cannot do it. Because once there's life, there's hope. There's always a chance to create your economic self-sufficiency. Trust me, I've seen many people struggle. I've seen many people have kids and not sure how they're going to go about paying their bills. Not sure how they're going to make it to another day. But always remember that it's up to you. Always remember that the God, the Creator, the force, the will inside you will take you through. You never believe that it will never happen. Always trust in yourself. Always know that you have the power to create your economic self-sufficiency. Always know that no matter what happens, that once you put your mind and your heart, make it connect together, and your actions will be able to show that you are connected, it will happen. It's really up to you. There's even scripture that speaks about the kingdom of heaven. And it says that the kingdom of heaven is organization do act upon. There are fundamental basis that when you embark on these, you can look at life a little differently. You can realize that life is not that difficult once you understand certain principles that you can use and learn how to enhance your life. Once you know that no matter what happens, you could be able to do things with that power within you. And I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven. I'm talking about that will that allows you to get up every morning knowing that you have a reason to wake up, knowing that your people depending on you, knowing that no matter what, you're going to try your best to make it happen. Just know you have hard days that when you just felt like giving up. You have hard days where you thought that there was nothing else to do. You have hard days where you thought this was the ending of the road for you. But you found a way. You found a way to be able to move forward with it. You have found a way that you were able to overcome any obstacle that came in your life. And I want to say, when it comes down to just a new organization, we all about talking about those ways where people can know that once they follow fundamental principles about themselves, about how they react with the world at large, anything is possible. The first thing I would like to mention and speak about is confidence. A lot of us need it. A lot of us strive for it. A lot of us don't have it. But confidence, being confident is very important. Being confident is very crucial to one life. Being confident in whatever you do helps you to build a situation where your belief, your faith, your result will grow each step. And each step of the way, you will always be able to see some results. So you just have to be confident in yourself, especially as a youth. Because I know life is difficult. I know a lot of times people tell you what to do and, you know, they look at you as just being young. And they look at you as someone who don't have it all as far as being able to make things happen. And you look at your own self, you say, wait a minute, I can't do this. No matter what, I'm going to be able to do this. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let no one tell you that you cannot do it. Because most of the time, when people cannot do things, they tell you that you cannot do it. And that's just because they don't know how to do it. And when they don't know how to do it, they try to dictate to you that they cannot see you doing things what they cannot do. So let's not listen to other people's opinion and letting other people's opinion be asked. And a lot of times people do not want to see you go anywhere. A lot of times people do not want to see you above them. So you have to be confident. And this goes for anybody. Confidence is something that we all need in our lives. Confidence is something that's going to carry you through many places, take you very far. Being confident is one of the key factors that allow you to be who you could be and all that you could be. You have to be confident. Trust me on that. It's a very crucial thing on being confident. Now, the next thing that is very good besides having confidence is value. When you engage in something, especially a lot of us, you know, we tell our youth or our child or someone to just do it. But we don't get into the part where we say why they should do it. For some reason, we don't go that far. Most of the time, like I say, we just tell them, just do it. Now, a lot of times, IU know that they could do it. A lot of times we, as grown-ups, know that we can do it. But when someone just tells you, just do it, that's like, it's almost like a dictatorship. You know, we all are tripping up. We all are leaders, no matter how old you are. It don't matter what the age. We all are that. But you have to first be put in a position where that you know that. You have to have the mindset to say, you know what? I am an entrepreneur. And no matter what someone say, I'm going to always proclaim it. I'm going to always live it. Because if one is going to give you instructions, look at that. Take it out. You know what? Now I can understand why to take an outside expression and use it to better myself. Because if one was going through the same situation that you went through and has already departed, they could give you information. But let's not be as a dictatorship situation, but let's look at it as information to better yourself inside, because they are just an outside expression for you. So let's look at that. You being a leader, what you are, and say to yourself, you know, I know I'm a leader, so the information I'm going to get is only to better my leadership. That's it. So let's not take it negatively when people try to give you information. But those who give it information better also help those who are receiving it to realize the value in the information that they're giving. And once you get someone to realize the value and the information, then they can receive the information in the manner that you want them to receive it. But other than that, sometimes when you try to give somebody information and they don't understand value in it, they're not going to get it the way how you intended to be. But they show that you're looking for a positive situation for them. I show that most people that tell younger people, you know, do this, do this, do that. The goal was for good intention. But sometimes when you say, do this, do this, do that, it does not help. Because if a person don't see a value in what you're saying, it's very little that it weighs, very little. But if you can find a way for value to be taken hold of, then they can be focused, which is the third principle, focus. Once they have confidence in themselves, confidence in themselves, know the value of what they're doing, now they can be focused on it. And then being focused on it, they can get a result, which is the fourth. They can get a result. So these four things are very, very critical for people to know, to be confident, have value, focus, and result. Very critical to know. Before I move on to any questions that anyone may help, any questions? Hello? I guess the connection may or may not be that good. I thought I heard something. All right, to move forward, just as your organization. What is that? What is Jazz Up to the organization? All the people have seen it, have seen the name. They have seen the logo. But they do not know what it is. They do not know what it is. When it comes down to just as, all right, as I'm talking, if you have any questions, you can always cut in. If you have any questions about the organization, but just text in about a question and answer. Just the organization.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. I want to thank you for putting on another great show tonight. I do happen to have some questions about the Jessica's Youth Organization. I am an entrepreneur, or, you know, trying to get started out there. And I'm also trained from one of the STEM fields. I happen to take a look at your website, and I see that you're pretty much trying to encourage kids to go into science, technology, engineering, and math. So my question is, how can someone like me become involved with the organization? Someone who's an entrepreneur and I also have training in a technical field. Is there a way I can get involved with what you guys do?
Yes. Question is, how could someone get involved with the youth organization, for those who may not have had a chance to hear it? And there is a way to get involved. If you are in any of the fields of the STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, you're automatically involved. We don't even say anything. Because the organization do deal with those fields on entrepreneurship. You're automatically involved. Now those who may not be in those fields also could be involved, because we all are one. You know, youth are not just in one area, youth are all over. And this youth organization is just not about over here or over there. You can always connect directly with the staff to www.jes-us.org. That's www.jes-us.org. And you can always go to the contact page, leave your email, your name, or contact where some notes to let us know what particular area or what involvement you're looking forward to be in. We'll be happy, very happy to get your involvement, because this is a worldwide thing that's going on with our youth. And we all need to be a part of it. So this is not a one-man show. This is not a one-country show, a one-island show, not a one-city show, or a one-nation show. This is a worldwide thing, where everyone could be involved with this. But the Jessica's Youth Organization, we're open to hear ideas, different opinions, different ways, you know, how they feel that their country could be affected. Of course, we already have criteria and stipulation put in place, but they may give us ideas how to reach them a whole lot better, how to advertise, how to get out to the culture that they live in, because it's different culture everywhere. So we're open to listen to anyone in the world, you know, to hear what their thoughts are, to go about reaching them a whole lot better. With the question answered, or any other question you may have or comment?
Yeah, you pretty much answered my question, but I do have another comment. You know, I really do applaud you trying to expose more children to the STEM fields, because I graduated with a technical degree about 10 years ago with a graduating class of 200 people. And I'm speaking from a woman's perspective and a minority's perspective. There was only 3 women out of 200 that graduated with me that day. And 2 of those women were black. So I do see the need of especially minorities and women getting more involved in the STEM fields. Even though we are really, you know, taking charge and getting back into school and taking their education seriously, I do not think that, you know, minorities and women have not embraced the STEM field as much as we should have. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Well, I think that it should be more embraced because STEM is actually building a nation. You know, STEM is something that is very critical towards a country. But you have to have some type of scientist that deals with stuff where they can always be creating new ideas, innovative technology. I mean, we all use it now today. You know, pretty much there's no one in the world that can say that they're not affected by technology. There ain't just no one who can say it. You know, engineering, they're always building. Infrastructure, houses, things are always getting built all the time. You need somewhere to stay. Bridges, roads, engineering, mathematics, bikes, business itself. So these fields are not something that you could just walk by or just look at and say, you know what, not interested. These fields affect everyone on this planet, in this world, daily life. So this is something that is a must, that just helped to happen. So it would only be fair, and it would only be the best thing to do for us to help lead us in these fields, to better our country, wherever country you are. So these fields are something that's very, very needed and necessary, and also being an entrepreneur. Be innovative. Be the first one. Be original. Be someone that no one never was. You be yourself. Live the entrepreneur inside you. You first have to know who you are and what you want to be. You have to know yourself, because a lot of times if you don't know yourself, to be confident and having value and having the value, being focused to get the results, you may be thrown to the wayside and have somebody else take the ideas that you hope, or you might just be living somebody else's dream, which we should be living our dream. See, a lot of us not realizing that we're not living, because you get up every morning, go to work, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 8 o'clock, whatever time you may do. You may say, you know, I have a good job. There's just nothing wrong with it. Nothing is wrong with it. You may say, well, I'm okay with these hours of every day. I can't say nothing wrong with it at all. But what happens when there's a layoff? What happens when the economy shifts where the good job cannot afford you? Where is your plan B that you may help for the backup? These are the things that I'm talking about. These are the things that would need to be looked at. So like I say, as the show goes on, questions going to be asked, comments always to be made. So I'm just saying that let's try to not be trapped in a box. Let's try not to be living other people's dreams all of our lives. Let's try to figure out a way how we can live our own dreams, how we could be the one in control of ourselves, how we could be the one. How we could be the one loving and living what we want to do. Just know that anything is possible once you put your mind to it. Anything. And it's not an easy role. It's not an easy role, especially if you're not and being in automotive technology, we able to use the technology side, see how we can make a safer situation for people who are driving the road, so that way, before they actually get on, checking their vehicle properly. Now, we have used also that our brother in high school but they're not being known. They're not being seen. You know, if they're not having an opportunity to be seen or known, how is it possible for them to be in a position where they can get scholarship, where they can live their life, living their life at their fullest potential. At Jester's organization, we offer options, we offer opportunities, we offer ways where you can, as a student, be recognized, call it even portfolio. Where your information will be on personalized. Sometimes we don't have that. We don't have these facilities, these opportunities. But trust me, the Jesuits, you all know, the information that you go to school. To help you better your life. And the college is watching you. And one of the goals is that a lot of children, like I said, do not have to be comforting themselves, they don't value on what they're doing. So if we do, student even for you, now a child will value and what they're doing. A child will help a reason to say, well, let me do my best at this. Let me do what I have to do to make this happen. A child that know that once they put their best foot out, there are many watching them who's willing to see best in them. So just as your organization of many opportunities there by you. And this is the purpose of it being built, because our youth are losing out. Our youth don't have an opportunity that they need to make things happen. So we have to start looking into ways and better ways to be able to be in a position where they should be. We should find ways and if there's any other questions, like I said, you always have to ask. The tired of our youth not being in a position where they should be. Thank you. escape from it. And a lot of times, we, you know, we cry out as a people. Why is this happening? What to do? How do I make sure that I live a better life? Just youth organization. www.j-us.org. www.jes.us. There are that there will be a way out. It's all about getting a youth display, because no matter how good our child are, our children are, no matter how much we love them, if nobody sees them, there ain't much that can happen or could be done. But we have to get them seen. We have to get them exposed. Even us as an adult. We have to get ourselves exposed if we are looking for business partners or job opportunities. Professional portfolios are also there. Businesses always want new clients. You have mobile websites or business websites, desktop websites, very affordable prices. You're always looking for advertisements. You're always looking to be exposed. But we have to take that initial step. Faith without words is dead. Thinking without words is dead. Imagination without words is dead. Conceptualization without words to materialize is dead. We have to move forward now and start putting action to play. We have to do it. And I know we can do it. We have had many situations where we wish we could have done better. Many situations where we could do better, but sometimes we are afraid and we lose the opportunities that we could have had because we are afraid. But let me tell you, no more reason to be afraid. No more reason for you to say, you know, I would love to do this, but I'm not sure, I'm not confident. You have to believe in yourself. You have to be confident in yourself. Confidence you really need to gain value of what you're doing. So you gotta be focused and keep on track. Confidence, value, focus to bring you your results. Just know that. And you can always hit them on Facebook at Jesus Youth Organization. J-E-S Faith U-S Faith Youth Faith Organization. You can always look for opportunities where you can grow yourself business-wise to new savvy. So that this is what it's all about. It's all about getting a way of finding a way to create the economic self-sufficiency. You have to do it. You have to know that it is possible. Many times we look at ourselves and we feel that, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can trust my own self to do it. But we have to start trusting in ourselves. We have to start knowing that we have the potential to do anything that we want to do. you have a sad understanding that you can't do it. I just want you, if you ever get anything from what I'm saying, I want you to know that once you have a thought in your head to do anything or a passion, know that it is not possible. And I understand sometimes that you will say, you know, I need to make money. I have to work. I have to survive. Yes, I know you do. But let me tell you, in your surviving, you might be miserable. You might die much quicker trying to survive. Because if you're miserable, your cells react to it, your body gets sick. So at least do yourself a favor and what drives you every day and getting up. What helps you know what you're passionate at. Try to take some time or even an hour to live your passion. Whether if you just live in front of a mirror, live your passion. Even if you take an hour, 30 minutes of the day, go in front of a mirror and live it. You have to do this. See, as you keep training yourself to doing it, repetition. Even if you're the only audience, you have 3-5 people, don't stop. Always know that you can do it. Always believe and know that you can do it. Doesn't matter who shows up. Doesn't matter if there's only you there. Don't stop. This is your passion. This is your dream. It's in you. It's not going to just go away. You have a burning desire. Why not? Get it out. Even if you do it in front of a mirror. Even if you get your kids and do it in front of them. Whatever your desire and passion is, do it. When I say do it, I don't mean leave your job. I'm saying take that hour and do it. And even if your passion don't get you in a place where you say, you know, now I can make funding, and it was just something that don't allow you to make any money, or you didn't find a way to make no money to supersede the job you hope, at least you have tried and you have done it. At least you have tried. Don't die. Don't go to the grave. Say, I wish I have done this. I wish I have done that. At least try and give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance of an opportunity. You're living. Once you're alive, there's hope. Give yourself that opportunity. Give yourself that opportunity. You have to give yourself the opportunity. A lot of us are on our deathbed, wishing that we have done many things. The regret is not what we have done. The regret is what they did not do. Trust me when I tell you, even if it don't work or you call it a failure, at least you know in your heart that you tried. You know in your heart that you tried. You don't have to go to your grave wondering if it would have worked, because you have put your best foot out first. And now you need to hear this. Now you need to know that they can't do it. And this is where Genesis Youth Organization is all about. Creating STEM professionals and entrepreneurship. People who want to be entrepreneurs. You understand. You're not a STEM profession when you come out of school. You're not an entrepreneur when you come out of school. You are that now. Right now, you have to build your character. Right now, you have to build that. Don't let no one define who you are. Know who you are. And you define yourself. many people tell each other who they are. Let's not let that trap happen to us. Let's do what we need to do as the people so we can know what's best. You can always do it once you put yourself in the position. We may hear people talking and we feel like, wow, that is amazing. I wish I could have done that. Yes, you could do it. Yes, you can do it. You have to trust in yourself. Like I said, even if you talk in the mirror, even if you talk in the mirror, you can do it. You have to trust in yourself. And this is what this organization is about. Getting people to know anything is possible. Self-confidence, value, focus, and results. And these things have to happen. And you're looking into these fields of stamina, entrepreneurship. And there are many programs out there to help you get to these points, to help you be in these positions. So, I just want to thank everyone also who helped support the organization, because we have many wonderful people out there who support, who donate, who believe in the vision, who believe in IU. And I just want to continue encouraging those of them who are trying to make things happen. Keep encouraging those of them who may have some shortcomings, but did not stop, did not realize that, hey, it's the end of the road. But always, always push on. Because progress must happen. It must happen. Just know that you can do it. Just know that. And once you set your mind and a clear mind of being confident, seeing the value, focus, you will create yourself that you need. And this suggestion is all about getting our youth to be in a position where they'll be able to see and experience their end result. Their end result is all what matters to you once you have a vision. And you even may see beyond that, because a lot of times we have end results and then we realize how far our talent will take us. It will take us to places where we never dream of going. So, trust in yourself and know that no matter what happens, it is possible. It is possible to happen.